Talking Biz with Brian. This is Business Briefing on 750 KXL.
Okay, welcome back to the show as we continue our conversation with Jesse Lyon, who is the coordinating chair of the Food and Agricultural Practice at Davis Wright Tremaine. If you'd like to reach out to Jess, his email, jessielyon@dwt.com, his direct line, 503-778-5628. If you missed that, just email me and I will put you in touch. Now, Jess, in our first segment here of this hour, we talked about the agribusiness sector, and it's a natural transition to the food processing that goes on in this state. Also a huge sector of this economy, isn't it?
Absolutely, Brian. And it's really in that food processing sector that I'm seeing in my practice, certainly a lot of evolution, continued investment and reinvestment. Again, the food processors markets are changing very much as well. And so we're seeing an increased attention placed on really smart decisions about where to apply capital in that sector.
And what's going into those decisions? And kind of give us a feel for that industry, which I'm not that involved in. I know the farm side of it fairly well and the ranching, but the food processing is not only new to me, but I know many of our listeners. What types of decisions are they facing in that industry?
Well, there's really, I see the industry in kind of two segments. Granted, they're getting closer together, but one in the Northwest, you've got the traditional, almost commodity-based, very large processors. Those are the folks who freeze fruits and vegetables, the traditional packers, big business involved in supplying those types of products then for markets literally around the world. They buy and sell in huge volumes. Those businesses are pushed every day to be more efficient in their sourcing, more efficient in their production as they're facing increased pressure from competitors in Mexico, South America, China. It's a tough business. So part of what they do is not only drive for efficiency, but also drive to still set themselves apart on a quality basis. Even if it's something of a that's tempted to be perceived as just a commodity business, there's really points of differentiation that buyers and downstream users of those products are really seeking.
Jess Lyon from Davis Wright Tremaine in studio on Business Briefing as we talk about food processing in the Great Northwest, specifically Oregon. I think one of the biggest things that they face, biggest challenges they face too, we talked about the farmers and Mother Nature. You look at this spring and this summer as a great example. When you're setting up your processing lines, when the fruit's coming and how much of it you're going to get, and if you've got a contract with, you know, to provide X amount of fruit to this company and you don't do that, you've got to go find more. And I mean, it really becomes a very complicated issue, doesn't it?
It does. And that complicated issue sometimes is even more difficult for some of the smaller, specialty startup manufacturers. Mm-hmm. Another piece of the business that we see developing a lot now in the Northwest is rural specialty consumer food based processors. We've got a great history of that here in Oregon, whether it's, you know, Harry and David in Medford, or Kettle Chips and its founding in the Willamette Valley, or the great tea enterprises that have launched here in Portland. A huge range of businesses that are in many ways on the very leading edge of consumer products in food and what consumers want. And especially as we have markets now that are driven to local, people as consumers caring about where their food came from, where it was grown, how it was made, and willing in many cases to spend up for a more nourishing and enjoyable food experience. We've got a lot of great innovators here in Oregon that are moving on that.
And two that come to mind for me who have actually appeared on the show, our friend Bob Moore at Bob's Red Mill, who was really out in front on the natural whole grain movement. And of course, right across the street there, we have our friends Dave and Glendall at Dave's Killer Bread doing something very similar, taking it to another level with the bread industry and having huge success.
Yeah, those are both really great examples of homegrown industries and homegrown businesses here in Portland, both with very deep roots,
yeah.
But they've really moved their business in how they've approached their operations and invested in opportunities that have put both those companies at the cutting edge of serving what consumers are looking for: more healthful, more natural, and a more identifiable product that they can feel good about consuming and sharing with their families. And again, Portland's truly a national leader in that market space.
Yeah, I think so many people see the restaurant scene, and that's a whole other topic. We could bring in Riley Loggison with you to talk about that on a future show. But you look at the back house, the back end of that operation is just major here in the state of Oregon. Jesse Lyon, the coordinating chair of the food and agricultural practice at Davis Wright Tremaine, in studio with us here. Only a couple minutes left. Let's talk about looking forward. What are the challenges this industry faces? And you mentioned some of them on the global basis, with other countries ramping up their operations. What used to be sort of a segmented market really in the U.S., now they face competition from around the world.
Definitely the case. And so it's how to compete with some of those businesses without selling out, as it were, to the values that are important to local agriculture and local consumers. I think that's number one. And then the other challenge, I think, is that we have this whole new generation of businesses in that sort of innovative food space here in the Northwest that they've grown through and survived the startup phase. And now they're really at important decision points where these family businesses often, or startup businesses, have to ask themselves, where does the capital and next level of management come from to really grow from being something that's purely homespun to something that can be influential and distributed throughout, the United States? And that takes a leap of faith. You've got to find first investment partners, typically, and financial partners that have got the capital, see the vision, understand the business plan, and then a business plan for integrating that capital so management can deploy it in a way that does take those businesses to the kind of stereotypically termed next level, because there's a lot of folks there. It's going to complicate their lives, but it should be a good reward.
Challenges, but good challenges to have, and really a sector of our economy that, in spite of the downturn the last couple of years, is doing fairly well and holding in there. Well, Jess Lyon, thank you very much for providing your insight and advice here on Business Briefing. If you'd like to reach out to Jess, he is the coordinating chair of the food and agricultural practice at Davis Wright Tremaine. Direct line 503-778-5628, or you can email him, Jesse Lyon, Lyon, at DWT.com. When we return, we'll shift gears and talk about rising interest rates in the real estate market. That's up next on Business Briefing.